Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Thank you, guys, and welcome to Indianapolis. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to have you here. Really, really glad to see you. We're just a little bit, I don't know if it's north or south of the fictional town of Pawnee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me, let's go there for just a second. That was a year ago or so, right? That you were with the Parks and Rec? Yeah. Well, what was that like? Was that fun?
Yeah, that was a blast. It was a lot of fun. We had met the makers of that TV show through the making of our video for Calamity Song. And they had done the video for that and were fans of the band and invited us down to be a part of that. And it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, it's a great connection because we missed you here a few years ago because you were about to come and then they had a little vocal problem.
Yeah.
So we're sure glad that you're back here tonight. And then you went on hiatus for just a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're glad that you're back from that. It's a wonderful album. What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World. It's just fantastic. Really enjoy listening to that. Was that the timing of it? I mean, it's kind of unusual because you guys had like opened up to a whole new, maybe really expanded your audience base after the King Is Dead album.
Mm-hmm.
And then a hiatus. So
yeah.
It kind of leaves, we're all ready for the next thing, and oh.
Right.
Wait a little while.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we just make some unconventional decisions.
And this new album is, I think, a pretty substantial departure from King Is Dead. And you sort of addressed that right there at the beginning of the album.
Right. Yeah, the singer addresses his audience. I mean, I feel like this record is a kind of a capsule of, you know, the various phases or interests, you know, whims that you might have over the course of 3 years. Whereas before, I feel like a lot of the writing on each of the records is, you know, typically done in a fairly small window of time. I mean, like the meat of a record writing will be done in 6 months, you know, where you're drawing from maybe some older abandoned ideas here and there. But for the most part, it's very concentrated. Whereas this is like a little bit of an entire, you know, 3 or 4 years. So it's a lot more varied in that sense. Whereas The King Is Dead was of one kind of thought, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you also wrote some children's books during that time.
So working with my wife, Carson Ellis, who does the illustrations for the band, it'd been kind of a long-standing idea to work on a long-form novel together, an illustrated novel. So we did that in the interim.
I'm very excited. I'm going to my first Decemberist show tonight.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. I'm going to be up there at the bar before the show. And I was wondering, I don't know, what would you suggest? I mean, what should I order? I mean, what if you had to translate the Decemberist into a drink ranging from water to scotch to everything in between?
Orangina and vodka.
What in vodka?
Orangina.
Orangina.
Can you get Orangina here? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if they'll have that at the bar, but they'll be impressed if you ask for it.
Well, thank you for the suggestion. I really appreciate it.
Continental.
So welcome back to our Sun King Studio 92, powered by Klipsch Audio, the Decemberists.
Thanks.